Okay, here's a challenge for you all. Y'all, see, I've been in Texas. If you get me up to 100 listeners, I'll come up with a contest and give out a t-shirt. I could give out the coveted QuakeCon 2002 t-shirt, but I don't think I'll give that one out right now.
The United States government presents
TSA.
Hostage down. What the fuck? We're elite.
Okay, you guys give me 100 listeners and I will give out, how about we give out a balls t-shirt, okay? I got a couple of balls t-shirts I bought, and you guys give me up to 100, we will, have some sort of contest. Shit, we're already up to 89, so, I guess I'm gonna have to get some sort of a contest here going, aren't I? Vampirist would like to wish Mapfrefun a happy birthday, so dude, happy birthday. Also, next week we will have a community server hosting the Urban Radio server. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I think it's going to be one in Southern California, if I remember right. I don't need that. And, give me... sorry, I'm talking to blanks here. Okay. Back to the fun. So... what do you think about an official Urban Terror ladder? Vision. Well, there's already some official... Well, actually, I guess none of them are officially sponsored by us, are they? depending on the release of Beta 6, we are working on something with one of the leagues out there. I'm not going to go into any more detail than that. But depending on what sort of... depending on what sort of response we get for 2.6... Ooh, 88, you guys just lost a listener, I'm sorry. Depending on what sort of response we get from Beta 2.6, we will sponsor probably not a league, but a tournament. And we will have swag to give away, okay? That's all I can say about it now until we see what 2.6 does. Ah, yes, there's Quake Thong. Little geeky kid. He was just, his picture was just spammed and pound Urban Tear. And you see the bald-headed guy behind him? Yeah, the bald-headed guy with the microphone? That's Boomer Man. He's a Canuck, so don't mess with him. And behind Boomer Man in the glasses, it looks like Bite. And just to the right of Bite, covering up his bald head, is Cold Shot. So that's Quake Thong, and if you haven't watched the Windows Media File, then you can, And you can check out what he looks like. But that is Quake Thong, 2002. some more information for you guys from Density here. He says, we now store 80 trails versus 20, and we can store it in a first-in, first-out buffer now. The math is completely redone, and we can interpolate in all cases, including local clients. So there's some of that fancy talk for you from a coder. I have no idea what he's talking about. But that goes back to the netcode, which, my God, look at this. It's all red over my screen from blanks. What else fun did we have? We met up with the Quake 3 Fortress guys, who are basically now known as Splash Damage. We had Loki there, who named Paul Wedgwood. He's basically the man in charge of Splash Damage. Richard was there, who's also known as Fluffy Gimp. Wills. Some of you people may know from Quake 3 Fortress. Francesca, that's Paul's wife. Freya, she's the business manager. And Arnot, RR2DO2, their coder was there. So we basically hung out with them for a little bit. You see, I'm trying to get out of my job at United Airlines. The company is in, company's ready to go bankrupt, and they're ready to, you know, probably furlough another 10,000 people. So I was basically working the crowd here, you know. Working contacts, talking to Apoxel, who introduced me to Matt Morton, who is with Activision. Talking to Paul, or Loki, who introduced me to Jonathan Moses, who was working on Return of Castle Wolfenstein at Activision. Talked to Apoxel, of course. Apoxel, I know you're not listening, but hell, get me into Raven. I'm a good PR guy. So basically I was sort of schmoozing with them trying to see what's out there. Hopefully something comes up. I also applied to Blizzard Entertainment down in Santa Ana, you know, the makers of Warcraft 3. They were also looking for somebody PR-ish, so hopefully that's me. Oh, three people short, I'm being told. Is that true, Blanks? Three people short? Oh, shit, 99. I guess I'm going to have to come up with a... So basically, I was schmoozing with them, you know, but the development team in general was having a good time. Unfortunately, we were not all at the same hotel. We were basically split up between two hotels, and I was fortunate or unfortunate enough to have Apoxyl and Meaty in my bedroom. Well, not in my bedroom, but in our room. no thank you, Blanks. I'll pass on that question. And then everybody else was across the road down the freeway at Spanish Trails. So basically we had to pick them up every morning. No big deal at all. okay, where is... Let me... Okay, you guys, yes, I am going to be giving something away here in just a minute. Oh, you guys dropped back under 99. Come on now. I know we had 100. Keep it at 100. I won't go back on my word. I'll give it up here in a minute. I just got to talk to somebody. And I'm looking for him. There he is. Okay. A lot of drinking going on. Oh, I think we each had our night, right? I know I had mine. And I do recall Crazy Butcher saying, you know, Oz got drunk and he got up in my face and wanted to touch my balls. Well, I don't know how true that was. Maybe it was, maybe not. But for those of you who also miss QuakeCon, you can go to tsncentral.com. And you scroll down the news, and I think it's still on the front. Yes, it is. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you miss QuakeCon 2002, you can tune in tonight and tomorrow at 12:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. Eastern to Tech TV for some coverage from the event. It's going to be featured during the extended play segment of Tech TV. Unfortunately, I don't have Tech TV, so hopefully somebody can watch it and record it and, you know, pass it on. So be kind of impressed because I know Tech TV was hanging around the TSN booth for quite a while and watching to see what we did. Going back to more 2.6 stuff here, we are close. The coders are about ready to give it their blessing. I believe Density said last night, and I won't hold Density to this, as we know how QA testing goes and things like that, but we are about two bugs away from blessing it and saying, you know, Beta 2 is ready to go. It's almost ready to go. And then Blake Killer and I will need about, I don't know, 7 days to... work everything else up, organize the FTPs, which I think I have a list of about 10 or 12, and we'll give it a release. And, of course, it will be broadcasted live on TSN by myself, Oswald. And who knows, maybe I'll be able to get a couple of the people on the development team to host it with me. So, as I said, I'm going to give something free out here. If you guys can maintain this level for one song, we will come back and we'll give out some swag right here on TSN.
You're listening to TSN on Speakeasy.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
For this song, I got a question for you all. But first, you have to listen to this song. Okay? God, I gotta get the answer here. You know, it always helps to have an answer when you give a question, right? Alright, here's the song. And we'll be right back on TSN to play a little trivia. It is movie-related. Movie-related trivia coming up here on TSN. Back here on TSN, and you guys have been good enough. I know we did break 100 here for a few minutes. We're back down to 97, but you know what? It's all good. You guys are loving me. I'm loving you. And I do want to thank everybody for tuning in to the TSN this afternoon. I am Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to give you the question, and you got to be the first person to send me a private message with the correct answer, not just the first PM. And don't start sending me PMs right now because I have not asked a question. Some of you guys are jumping the gun here, so give me a break. Very easy question. It was based on that song, and if you know what that song is, then the answer will be even easier for you. The question is, who played the replacement singer of Steel Dragon in the movie Rockstar? First person to send me the correct answer will win a Balls t-shirt. right here on TSN. We'll be right back. Once we get the answer, we'll let you know who the winner is. And sorry, I didn't have anything queued up. Here we go.
This just in to the TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
The question once again, if you missed it, who played the replacement singer of Steel Dragon in the movie Rockstar? That is your question. Give me the answer. Little POD for your Friday afternoon here on the TSN Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. Oh my God, are you guys lame that you can't figure this out? Did you not see Rockstar? My kick-ass singing, we do have a winner. So, you guys can stop sending me private messages here. We do have a winner. Thank you for everyone who has played. Yeah, Gummo, that guy from Boogie Nights, that's who it is. I am getting a lot of right answers here. Unfortunately, all you guys have... Sorry, Invis, I can't talk right now. All you guys are a little late. The correct answer, Matt Damon. It's not Matt Damon. Come on, Mega Man. Don't you watch movies? Leppy's right. Unfortunately, he won the first one. Warhammer's exactly correct, but you know what, Warhammer? You didn't win either, my friend. Sorry. Yes, Levin, you're right as well. Sorry, Matt, for fun. That's not right. I know. So, getting back to what I was saying here. Turn that off. The correct answer is Mark Wahlberg. You guys may remember him as Marky Mark. He was the lead singer in the movie Rockstar. And our winner today, thank you for everyone who has played, is HR Druid X. So, Druid, if you want to send me another private message here and give me all your personal information, well, not that personal, but, you know, your address, your name, where you live, and we will ship it out to you. Again, that is a free balls t-shirt right here on Urban Radio. I do want to thank everybody who has continued to spam me with Mark Wahlberg answers, but you guys are all right. Unfortunately, you were not the first. Druid X was the winner. He will take home a balls t-shirt. Huh, what's this? Oh, what else do you guys want to know, huh? I got a... Is it any surprise that QuakeThon has a 5-star rating on TSN? No, it's not. Not at all. Next week, we actually will have a bit more of a structured show. I'm just running behind things here today, and I really didn't get a chance to come home and do much before I had to be on the radio. So tomorrow, got good stuff coming up for you tomorrow. Tomorrow, you can actually, if you're not involved in the event, you can tune in to TSN starting at 4 Eastern, 1600 Eastern to about 1800 Eastern. That's 4 to 6 Eastern time. And you can listen to the Battle of the Sexes, the males versus the females. This is round number 4. The men are actually still leading 3-0, but the women usually do play tough. If you want more information, go to TSN Central and click on tomorrow's event, Urban Terror Battle of the Sexes. I will be shoutcasting most likely with Vansilli. I have to confirm that. See if he is still up for that tomorrow, but we will be shoutcasting. And we do hope to see a decent turnout tomorrow. And, you know, have a good time, right? Because that's what we like to do here on TSN. Have a good time. Also, we do have a new show that's being brought to TSN. That's Breakers Open Bar from 9 until midnight. 9 until midnight. Yeah, 9 p.m. till midnight. That's what, must be Eastern time. 9 till midnight, Eastern time. Show's basically a forum, call-in lines. You can complain about what's plaguing your gaming community or vice versa. You don't have to say anything if you just want to tune in and listen. But it's all good. It's going to be done by Breaker. Breaker's a man when it comes to sounders. He and Trav of TSN do make some kick-ass sounders. One leg, I don't know if we'll be able to get GTV up for it. I can check into that. But right now, it's just going to be a shoutcast only. So, Breaker, there's your love, dude, and you can definitely have me tune in, and I'll listen to your show. I'll call in a bitch and complain. I got many things to complain about. But seeing as I can't do that on the Urban Terror forums because I'm one of the developers, it looks better if I did it on your show, doesn't it? And thank you, Druid. I got all your information right here, and we will get that shirt out to you as soon as I get off my ass. Going to play a few more songs here. Got a couple last things, and I'm off to a meeting here in Pal Talk. Yeah, Pal Talk. If you haven't used Pal Talk, then you probably have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, huh?
We're the gamers who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Seam Sportscast Network.
Alright, I do want to say thanks for spamming that link, Urban Angel, to try to get 100 listeners on there for me. How's that?
And when I feel a bit naughty, I run it up the flagpole and see who's the looks, but no one ever does. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I'm so hot, cause I'm a
paranoia.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right. We are TSN. I am Oswald, and you are listening to Urban Radio. Coming up later this evening, as I said, you will be tuning in to Breaker, because I say so. Breaker will take you up to the midnight hour. This is, of course, Eastern Time. And following Breaker, you're going to go in the mix with Juno. I recommend you tune into that. Juno's got a kick-ass show. Listen to it a few times. He likes to have a good time, and good guy, too, when it comes to shoutcasting. So tune in to both Breaker and Juno tonight on the TSN. Coming up next week, who knows, maybe we'll actually have a release date for you. I'm hoping, just like you guys are, we're all at the mercy of the coders. I mean, you don't want to rush them and have another 2.4 revisited, right? I don't. Definitely don't want to have another 2.4 revisited. Too many problems. But like I said, everybody at QuakeCon, Zibit, It's Raining Men is actually Blanks' song. I don't want to tread on Blanks' It's Raining Men because I know he likes playing that song for some strange reason. Not sure why, but it's all good. I got stuff to do. I got to get to a meeting here in about 15 minutes or so, and I gotta eat too. But check those two out, and as I said, tomorrow you can tune in and check out the Battle of the Sexes right here on TSN. Also tomorrow looks like we're going to have some CPA one-on-one, a triple header for you. Actually, some good matches coming up tomorrow too. So we can three challenges. Challenge promo 1v1 games. Saturday we'll catch 04 and Dallar, both who were close to being in the finals here for QuakeCon. Actually, the second place winner, which is Dallar, I believe, Star69 Dallar. He was the second-place winner at QuakeCon. Cool guy. We actually interviewed him on TSN. Very good guy. It's a pretty straight shooter, too. Somebody, I think Boomerman was, Boomerman or Wheat was interviewing him and said, well, you know, why'd you come here? And his answer, for the money. Of course. $20,000 for the winner? And 04, who actually won the one-on-one tournament last year. So tune into that. Definitely be a kick-ass game. Sunday we have Lunas and Drex. And on Monday, Chaotix and PL. Chaotix was also in the match in the tournament at QuakeCon. So some serious show of skills here when it comes to Quake 3 all weekend long. We continue, as I said, Sunday and Monday. And you can also tune in for some of the shows that you will check out here, right here, TSN. Got a few more things to get to as I get ready for my meeting. And you know what? Oh my God, I don't believe I did that. Nah. You know, like I said, professionalism at its finest right here. Some Zeppelin. Be back in about 4 minutes. I can give you the Spice Girls. Actually, you know what? I don't want Zeppelin. This is a better song. Can't Stop. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Part of the wave can't stop. to tell me when it's time to. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music's a great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation. Look your way, the gold of meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for everything.
It's Oswald back here on the TSN. You're with me on Urban Radio, and we're actually getting ready to wrap things up here. A little Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass as we conclude this show. So I have to go off and do what I do best, right? PR, that's right. This just in from Vampirus. It looks like we will have GTV tomorrow, hosted by clanbank.com. So if you'd like to tune in, show starts about 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And, we look to have a good time. As I said, it's going to be myself shoutcasting, hopefully, along with Ben Silly, or even Jeff T. Not sure who or if either are available. One last quick shout-out here from Tom. He says, shout-out to all at TSN and all in SID for the continued work on Beta 2.6 and Beta 3, and also to TSN for the continued support of the mod and offering us a place for Urban Radio each week. Thank you very much for that, Tom. I appreciate it. And I look forward to everything coming up. We got some big things, and I know everybody on the development team is looking forward to them. So for TSN, Silicon Ice Development, and everybody, I'm Oswald. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And coming up next, Trav, right here on the TSN. Hang on for Trav. He's got some good shit to share with you. Oh, you know what? I forgot. One last shout-out to everybody who joined the Urban Radio server this week. My bad. I know I didn't play much. I usually just sat there in the corner and camped, but hey, it's all good. You guys had a good time. I did, too. And for that, I thank you. Coming up next, as I said, traveling right here on TSN.
Oh, it's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.